Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns for your deadly program, BBM, that is National Talk Black. And the program, the station, of course, is National is BBM, Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM. Shut up, here we go, starting Monday the week. Here we go, BBM, 98.7 FM. And the program's National Talk Black, so you can have your say and yarn up strong on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Also check out our Facebook page as well, that's BBM 987 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, a voice for our people, a deadly yarns that we can have here on the program. And all topics are open for conversation, so please do add to the conversation. And otherwise you can text us 045-714-0550. Live here at the Murray Radio Station here in Cairns. Add to the conversation. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black.
Biting on the street one day, I saw a policeman. Come up to me and he did say, "What are you doing, son?" I said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. He said I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Oh, they call me the beggar man. The beggar man.
Call me the beggar man, beggar man. My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBN 98.7 FM.
True and correct. It is 98.7 FM, BBM, Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, housed at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, for your daily program, National Talk Black. And your host, the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. Making all the yarn strong here across the nation. And thanks to our deadly mob down there at NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service, give us a platform to have our conversation across the nation. And to all our deadly First Nation radio stations, Network 2 Deadly Mob, allowing the program to go through the country. Make mention, Rockhampton 4US, Yalana Radio Station, Northern Territory, Sherberg 4UM, good morning you mob there, Noongar Radio Perth, and it's also 107.7 FM, Radio Hopewell that is, Mackay 105 FM, and also a big shout out there to Yarraba, good morning you mob over there, hope you're all well, and add to the conversation here on National Talk Black with the bully one Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, going to catch up with Yarn soon with Lindsay Wegner, and she's Executive Director of Peak Care. And one of the message statements is, young adults forced to parent siblings leads to poverty. And the statement is, we're just kids as well, reveals increasing poverty as young adult carers face financial stress and are pressured to become relative carers to reduce the cost of placing children into state care. Also catch up with two deadly sisters here, the Global Indigenous Runway Yarn, a collection of Indigenous designers from Australia and around the globe to showcase their fashion collections at one of Melbourne's prestigious locations, the Goldfields Theatre. That's Melbourne Convention Centre and Exhibition Centre, South Wharf. So be looking forward to that deadly yarn. Also catch up a yarn with Vanessa Possum. Vanessa's art will be featured in the Blacktown Art Centre, announcing the launch of Terra in Firma, an exhibition and performance programme that examines how the arrival of Captain Cook has impacted Darug peoples and communities from our Asia Pacific region now living in Blacktown. So that's a deadly yarn coming up as well. But stay tuned, you mob, and otherwise add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416 here on National Talk Black, a deadly platform. Do you utilise it, you mob? Too deadly.
Yeah. Skin, baby, they take you my way. As a young preacher, I used to ride my quiet pony round the countryside in a native camp. I'll never forget a young black mother, her cheeks all wet. Yeah. Between her sobs I heard her say, police been taking my baby away. A white man lost that baby I have, why he let him take baby away. Yeah. A baby came with new clothes on and a new name. Day and night he would always say, oh mummy, mummy, why they take me away? Yeah. Child grew up and had to go from a mission home that he loved so to find his
his mother he tried in vain. Upon this earth they never met again. Yahweh, Yahweh, my brown-skinned baby, they take him away. My brown-skinned baby, they take him away. My brown-skinned baby, they take him away.
Anybody having a bad ass day?
Keep your head up, man. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Everybody down in the dumps, you let me see your thumbs up, I'll be rounding them up. No time for sadness, I'm climbing mountains on up. And when we bounce in the club, don't ever feel alone, cause there's thousands of us. We all want the same thing, living picture perfect life, just like a painting. And I know sometimes life be draining, especially when it's raining. But I'ma bring that sun out, bringing life with this music. I'ma freaking sing my lungs out. No clouds, just crowds of people singing loud. Just shout it out.
It's classic now, woo.
Just shout it out. It's classic now.
Ooh.
We bring the sun out.
If you're lost, no place to go, don't lose hope.
We bring the sun out.
If you're sitting in the dark, so pick up a response.
We bring the sun out.
We give the moon its color, brighten day or night. So don't run undercover.
We bring the sun out.
At any time on the day, if you're feeling loud, dirty or shame, don't worry about a thing.
Everybody is more blessed than you. Point of view through my mind, through the hard times. Good is found through innocence, and truth be told. I'ma shine my shoes, walking out like I got something greater to prove. Keep my eyes locked on the horizon, stand tall and never stop trying. There is strength in numbers, I'm just saying. When you waist deep, no way up, just feeling. We gon' throw in that lifeline, pull you out, draw you off till your light shine again. When you in need of a friend, just call me. Even if the weather be raining, pouring.
And when all you be seeing is the thunder clouds, and there ain't no fun around,
we bring the sun out.
If you're lost, no place to go, don't lose hope.
We bring the sun out.
If you're sitting in the dark, so pick up a response.
We bring the sun out.
We give the moon its color, brighten day or night. So don't run undercover.
We bring the sun out.
At any time on the day, if you're feeling loud, dirty or shame, don't worry about a thing.
Side of the bed, don't lose your head. Just remember, man, you having a bad day. Don't worry about it, we got you. It's all great. Come on, let's go, bring it back. Yeah.
Hey,
we bring the sun down.
This is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning service, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yeah, to Deli Mob. I remember today, this is Guy Sebastian here promoting this Deli program, National Talk Black. And you can add to the conversation by calling us on that Deli number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with the ball. You're on Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I'm your host for the Deli program, National Talk Black. And look, Murray can talk, but Murray got 2 ears as well. 2 ears, 1 mouth. So give me a call so I can have a listen to your yarn and add to your yarn. Look at there, you'll get your phone and you ring it, shut up. They reckon that's a no-no when you're on air. But the mob ringing me, they're probably cousin, they want a loan, shut your mouth. So I'm going to answer the phone. There you go, dodging mob that want a loan, but trying to catch up with the mob that, that owe me money. But we won't go there. No, let's go there. Money's not everything, but rank it right up there with oxygen, you mob. Have you say, Yana Throng, National Talk Black. Then we're going to catch up with two deadly sisters here. We have Cheryl Creed and we have Brianna Enoch. We all know that deadly name. The Global Indigenous Runway, a collection of Indigenous designers from Australia and around the globe to showcase their fashion collections at one of Melbourne's prestigious locations. We're talking the Goldfields Theatre. That's Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, South Wharf. And I'm going to catch up with the beautiful ladies now. Come to join me. Ladies, good morning. How are you both?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes,
fantastic.
We're feeling good.
Feeling good. Looking good too, my sisters. Look, we'll start with you, Sister Brianna Enoch. Look, we all know that name, famous name, and let's make mention of the Honourable Leanne Enoch, Minister for Innovation, Science and the Digital Economy of Queensland. What's your connection there, my sister?
Well, Leanne and I are actually first cousins.
Okay.
So her father and my father are brothers.
There you go. So that's real tight. That's real tight. So, and who are you mob and where are you from, sis?
So I'm Kanju woman on my dad's side. On my mother's side, she's Western Yalanji and Girigan. Mm. And sorry, I forgot to mention my dad as well. He's also Kwandamuka man as well, Noogi. Man as well.
Beautiful. Yeah, don't forget to mention that. You get cracked, slapped
out.
Down, you know what I mean? Cheryl, my sister, double C, Cheryl Creed. Who your mob, where you from, sis?
Well, originally I'm from Cherbourg community.
Okay, represent.
Yes, and my people are the Goongri, Pitta Pitta, also from Kwandamuka and got connections up in Kandu and...
Oh.
Yeah, Juru.
So connection through mob... But as well as through business, what we're yarning with here, ladies. Now, listen, congratulations. We're talking the Global Indigenous Runway. So, Leanne, start with Leanne. Sorry, Brianna, start with you. In regards to the Global Indigenous Runway, what's that all about? A deadly space, I'm feeling.
Yeah, so this is my first time. I've actually had a bit of a break with my business, but coming back, after a big break, Global Indigenous Runway is a platform for Indigenous, not only just our Australian Indigenous, but also global.
Okay.
That's why it's Global Indigenous
global
Runway.
Indigenous, yes.
So, yeah, it's pretty deadly because now they've partnered with Virgin Australia Melbourne Fashion Festival. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty big. So bigger platform, mm-hmm. You know, so there's going to be international buyers there. There's going to be Vogue hopefully there as well. So, you know, this gives us, our mob, a chance to showcase some, you know, their deadly wares or
And let's talk about
designs.
Your deadly wares. What do you produce there, Brianna?
So my business is called Jarawee. I customise and personalise handbags, shoes, clutches, or anything basically.
And I'm looking at the deadly pink high heels sitting on the counter here, on the table here, looking good.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, so everything is hand-painted. So I personalise... story and journey on the shoes. I just don't, you know, pretty it up just with beautiful colours, but I want that customer to connect with that product.
Yes.
So they're getting not only a deadly product, but they're also getting their story and something to be proud of, because that's what my business is about, empowering and instilling to be valued, to be appreciated, and know that they are the statement piece, not my deadly shoes or my deadly handbags, but we are the statement piece. So I just highlight.
Just highlight. Thank you. Highlight, then it's all about you, the one wearing the shoe.
Yeah, you.
That's fantastic. So you got a web page?
So I've got Facebook and Instagram at the moment, so you can check out my Facebook page, Jarawee, Jarawee. And also
Jarawee,
which actually I was given that name by one of the last Jabbergai he was the last Jabbergai initiated man from Kuranda.
Beautiful.
So I was given that as a child. Jarawee actually means pretty little bird. So
and that's your name.
And that's my name.
There you go, my sister. Beautiful. Jarawee. What a pretty little bird.
Yeah.
And flying out there in the business world.
Shut up.
Shut absolutely. Up. That's too deadly. And over to you, Cheryl Creed. What's your business is?
Well, my business is Marikyu Couture. I actually, I like the glamour side of stuff. So so I design black gowns from existing pieces
yes.
where I'll pull garments apart and
resew them. So when you say black gowns, we're talking all black.
All black, that's all.
Yes.
Yeah, so
from a black woman, black gowns.
The black represents the heritage, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful.
So I like the Hollywood theme, so I think it's time for bringing our women forward, putting us in front. We've always been kind of in the shadow.
Yes.
And, you know, we've got some really amazing looking women out there.
We do, we do.
Stunning.
Beautiful black sisters out there. And so with this fantastic event, the Global Indigenous Runway, happening down there at the Goldfields Theatre in Melbourne, Convention Centre, Exhibition Centre at South Wharf, how long are we talking? A 2-3 day thing?
We're going to be down there it's just been extended. We're going to be down there till the 9th of March. And it's just been extended to the 11th because there's another event that's that we've been invited to as designers. So
a very inspirational space, I'm thinking. It's good networking as well. And also showcasing your business, you know.
Yep.
How did you come about to being a part of the Global Indigenous Runway? Did you have to put in an application as such, or were you approached, or how'd that come into play?
Well, a few years ago, I'd put in an application. Had to withdraw that because the finances just didn't cover that. And this year I was lucky to be sponsored by Global Indigenous Runway.
Good.
And, yeah, so I'm really, grateful for that.
Sure, exactly, yes,
and,
yes.
And, you know, hopefully that we put on a good show down there.
Well, I'm sure you will. And the fact that the Global Indigenous Runway did approach you and to get you down there, to me, that's a very important space. When we're talking about Global Indigenous Runway,
yep.
We're talking about Indigenous people across the globe.
Yep.
Well, you've got to have First Nation people of this country if it's happening in this country, at the table, of course.
Well, we're not sure if we're the only... Well, I think we're
that was my next question.
North Queensland.
Only North Queensland?
And I don't know if Queensland covered or...
I'm not sure, but, we're representing Cairns. We're representing our mob here up in North Queensland.
Yes.
And we want to put our mob on the map too. We want to, you know, put the platform there so that, you know, those who come after us are able to succeed in this, through this this venture.
Yeah. Fantastic, yeah. So so we're talking to all our mob out there, all the, well, young and old, and male or female in this space. This is Global Indigenous Runway, so we're talking male designers as well, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. So there's no exclusion of anyone. So we really want to encourage our mob, you know, that are into designing. You know, Cheryl and I have actually wanted to tap into the high end of the market,
good.
Not just, you know... putting our designs on deadly shirts, like, you know, that's great. But let's really, you know, excel where the real money is in the high-end market.
Exactly.
And, you know, that shows our young people that are coming up, you know, after us as well, you know, the next generation, that they too can achieve this, you know, and they can use these platforms, our local, you know, runway shows here, but also continue to expand out and think outside the box.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, when you look at our artwork on the tails of Qantas aircraft, for example, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shows the magnitude of our beautiful art. It speaks for us. It tells a story, and it shows that we are in the space as well. In regarding, I like to say that we are business people. We happen to be Indigenous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fantastic. So, a very exciting time for you ladies.
Yeah, very, very. Yeah.
Mm. Well, the Global Indigenous Runway.
Yes, it's all packing and getting ready.
Yeah.
And
that's what's making it happen. That's what exactly. So, how did it work out? Were you approached as a duo as such, or were you individually approached?
No, individually.
Sure.
Yeah, because like Cheryl, I actually applied, you know, 2 years ago. But then had to knock back because of, you know...
So you're in the same boat then?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of our designers are being stopped at a certain point because of finances as well. So, you know, your mob out there, support us.
Exactly.
Buy our products.
Buy our products here.
Yeah.
Yep, thank you. That's what it's all
Murray
about.
You know, Marie Q Kachua, you know, go buy her gowns or come buy Jarrowie heels and clutches, you know, because... we can't do it without you.
No, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And if you're looking for like a gift, a wedding gift or 18th to 21st gift, think of the gowns. Think of the First Nation products that are available,
that's right.
You know.
Because we're making ourselves available out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. So otherwise, where can they purchase your products? I mean, do you go to markets as such, or have you got a office as such, or?
Well, at the moment, I think we're just sort of working through Facebook and Instagram,
yep. Social media.
Yeah,
sure, okay.
And
but when there's like a function, like for example, NAIDOC, that sort of stuff, or
yeah, just get in touch with us through social media and
exactly, yeah, because you'll take like. Yeah. Like anyone in business, take anybody's money, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, shut up. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's too deadly. Well, congratulations, ladies. Listen, all the best, and please keep in touch and let us know how you go.
Yeah.
And representing your mob as well as the far north down there at the Global Indigenous Runway, down there at Melbourne Goldfields Theatre. So, look, do enjoy it. Thank you very much for your yarn.
Yep.
And check out Jarawee.
Yeah, Jarawee.
Okay.
Yep.
And also your business again, please.
Marikyu Couture.
Marikyu, how do you spell that, sister?
MURRII.
MURRII.
QW.
QW.
Couture, COUTURE.
COU.
TURE.
TURE. So what's that, Da?
Well, I guess I'm mucking around with words there. I like words. So Murray, as in, you know, I'm a Murray person. So I just added the extra I on there.
Mm-hmm.
To glam it up.
Yep, glam it up as we do.
Yeah. And Q, yes, stands for Queen or Queensland.
Queen or Queensland. Yeah. Queen, I'll run with Queen.
Yep.
W?
Yeah. That's just it. Just running with
words. Okay, running with words. Yeah. Right. And Couture.
Because I'm high end fashion.
There you go. COUTURE. Couture. Looking up to you. All right, my sister, thank you very much, ladies. All the best to you. And you take those deadly pink high heels with you too, Brianna. Because Maddie Model will be walking around them otherwise.
Look out.
All the best, ladies.
Thank you.
A beautiful yarn with those two deadly sisters there. So, look, check it out. The Global Indigenous Runway, the collection of Indigenous designers from Australia and around the globe to showcase their fashion collections at one of Melbourne's prestigious locations. And that's the Goldfields, the theatre. That's Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, South Ward. So that's early March, happening very soon. So fantastic. Those girls are representing their products, their business, but as well as their mob. And they put a very deadly message out there. Support black people in business. So your mob looking for to style up, wear a nice black gown with a nice pink designed Indigenous art high heels. There you go. I think I'm just trying to picture that now. That's a nice fit. Actually, pink goes good with anything. So there, check that out. But black goes good with anything too. Black on black, on black, in black. I like that. So check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Like who you love, don't want to be just like Gomorrah. I want to fly high in the sky and watch this world go floating by,
floating right on by, floating by, floating right on by. Brothers come sailing from the north, coming down by raft, past this place you know, called Goyoala. Goyoala, 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 Goyoala. Coming down Wangetti Way, wondering where they gonna play. Yes, with the law. Coming up Barron River, bringing laws to the people. Jabba Gandhi, Yara Gandhi, Borwandi, Yagalai. back alive. Yes, I see. I want to be just like who you are. Don't want to be just like the Maori. I want to fly high in the sky and watch this world.
To Deadly Damare and Gulula here. That's with Willie Brim here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to your Japakai mob. That's where Willie Brim extends from, and all his mob up there in the people of the rainforest. That's who they are, Karanda, the village in the rainforest, To Deadly. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call if you want to have your say. Yarning up with the baldy one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, taking across the nation. Thanks to NERS and House at the Aboriginal Torres Strait radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. All right, To Deadly. Now, going to catch up a yarn now with Executive Director of Peak Care, that's Lindsay Wegner. And look at her message here. Young adults forced to parent siblings leads to poverty. Ain't that the truth? We're just kids as well. Reveals increasing poverty as young adult carers face financial stress and are pressured to become relative carers to reduce the cost of placing children into state care. On the line, Lindsay, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you, Lindsay, for coming to the program. Where are you based? Where are you calling from, Lindsay?
From Brisbane.
Brisbane, all right. Thank you very much. Yeah, look, a very important space we're talking here when we're talking about loved ones and young adults forced to become parents, so to speak, for their siblings is a hard act to do, yes?
Absolutely. It's I mean, at the moment, one of the problems we've got is that we don't actually know how many people we're talking about here, but what our estimate is that there's around 12,000 children in Queensland being cared for by relatives, and they might be grandparents, aunties and uncles, cousins, brothers and sisters. They're caring for children who are not in the care of the state.
Well, you're talking about kids looking after kids, aren't you?
They're kids looking after kids quite often, or sometimes grandparents looking after children who are very young. But particularly we're concerned at the moment about the growing number of, you know, kids looking after kids. And they're doing it alone sometimes and doing it pretty tough. They're not able to access foster care payments like foster carers are able to access. So they're often doing it alone, doing it tough. Their financial position is often very much under threat because of the kind of requirements they have.
Yes.
But of course they're stepping up to do it because family is the most important thing.
Of course.
And they want those children to remain in their family and not in state care.
And so what are you saying, Lindsay? Are you saying that this space is not policed as much as it should be policed?
Well, we think that there are people that are falling between the cracks because state governments all across the country sort of point to the Commonwealth government and say it's their responsibility, and the Commonwealth isn't taking up that responsibility. But if they don't, and these young carers aren't able to continue doing it with the kind of stress they're under, well, then those children will probably enter the care of the state and then they will be the state government's responsibility. So what we're saying is, well, it's time for the state governments and the Commonwealth government to come up with some answer to this. We shouldn't be allowing any people to fall between the cracks. It's best for children if they can stay in the care of their own family. So we need the governments to cooperate with one another, to collaborate and work out what's the best answer to support these young people.
Well, I'm talking a space where we're talking duty of care, because then you look at the so-called young adults who are becoming parents, the pressure on them and what happens with their future, their career path and their livelihood and their mentality and how they're sitting.
Well, Leah, and that research report showed all of those stresses that people are under. So often it's that they're giving up study or they're giving up their careers or their relationships are coming under stress. Or they're just struggling, as most young people are. They're struggling to find a home and to afford a home. Sometimes their cars are too small, they have to get larger cars.
Yes.
So if you imagine it, you know, you might be 19 years old and then all of a sudden you have three more children in your care.
Yes.
I mean, that's a huge ask to make of any young person.
Well, exactly. So there's a lot more work that needs to be done in this space. And look, we're talking federal, state, both need to come to the table and work out a plan of attack, yes?
Yes, exactly. And certainly we've had a lot of discussions with Minister Farmer in Queensland, the Child Safety Minister, and she certainly has indicated that she's prepared to speak up on behalf of those children with her counterparts in the Commonwealth Government and with other state ministers. So she's very sympathetic to this issue. So we certainly will be talking to her a lot more about what she might be able to do to help this.
Yeah, and keep beating a drum and knocking on the doors. That's what it's all about.
Yes,
we need to work hard saving our children and going into care as well.
Absolutely. Like, children are best cared for in their own families. That's what we want to see. So, and if it's simply means, you know, providing them with some financial assistance or some other kinds of support to allow them to do that, well, it's money that's very, very well invested.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not an expense. It is investment. Lindsay, look, thank you very much for sharing a very important space. And look, all the best to you and your mob at Peak Care. Keep doing what you're doing and just look after our young ones.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay. Lindsay Wegner, his name is, Executive Director of Peak Care. And the sad thing is, the statement is, young adults forced to parent siblings lead to poverty. And the statement is, we're just kids as well. And that it is so true. Kids looking after kids and a lot of pressure there. And, you know, when you look at adults looking after the kids, that's a pressure in itself. But when you're talking kids, it's double whammy, bammy, I feel. Have your say, you mob. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Live at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And yarning with the ball, you on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Daily Japana Yothi Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob, 1-800-422-416. That's the deadly number you need to call. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550. Yana with the ball, you on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, today we're going to catch up with Yana with Vanessa Possum. Vanessa's art will be featured in the Blacktown Arts Centre, announcing the launch of Terra Infirma, an exhibition and performance program that examines how the arrival of Captain Cook has impacted Darug peoples and communities from our Asia Pacific region now living in Blacktown. On the line, Vanessa, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yes, so hi, I'm Vanessa Possum. I'm a Darug woman, Darug Darawal, and I was born in Sydney. And I have to acknowledge that I'm talking to you today from the beautiful Bundjalung country in the northern New South Wales coast.
Beautiful country, that's too deadly. Thank you for coming to the program, my sister. Listen, congratulations. Featuring your artist, featuring in the Blacktown Art Centre, and that's the launch of Terra Infirma exhibition performance. So tell us about quickly about your art and how you started and how long you've been doing art.
Yeah, sure. I've been doing art for a long time, but it's just been the last few years where I really think that I'm starting to have a proper voice about an authentic art from the Darug perspective. I think I've gained a lot of confidence. I went and studied the Bachelor of Contemporary Australian Art at Griffith Uni. They have a really good program there for Aboriginal artists.
Yes.
And just that whole course I started, it really has made me who I am today, I believe. Cool. You know, it's really helped me. So,
fantastic, yes.
Yeah, so my art's getting, I think it's getting stronger, and I'm having a lot of fun too, you know, and I'm doing a lot more community work, and, you know, I'm really getting into my culture a lot more since I started that course.
Look, and it's a powerful vehicle, art, when you think of First Nation people and using art in regard to spirituality, in regard to identity, finding your mob, making connection, but then in the business realm of things as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think you've got to have a balance with that.
Yes.
You know, like part of, you know, my studies and I'm doing my PhD now, bro. And
good on you.
It's a pretty big challenge, but even though that may seem very academic, I really am focused on my community.
Yes.
So what I'm doing isn't just for me. It's actually the stories that I am bringing up to the surface through my art, say for this show, for instance. Not just my story, they're, you know, collaborative, and I'm talking to my mob all the time about what they think about what I'm doing.
Good.
So it's not just me going, oh, this is a story and it's, you know, I'm an expert or anything like that. It's really, you know, looking at language and how we are today, how we're a Darug community today and what that means, you know, by talking to other people.
And I'm thinking that the fact that you are making connection and communication with your mob, spiritually, it gives you that, how you say, the green light, the thumbs up, and the permission to go forward, you know. And it's great that you are talking to your mob and the elders and using it in the business sense as well.
Yeah, I think it's important to keep that protocol with everything you do. So yeah, I feel like, you know, we have a lot of gatherings and stuff on country.
Yes.
Down around Yarramundi, and I've got other brothers and sisters, cousins who are doing similar work to me, and we're all doing something different, you know, but we're all contributing into this sort of centre.
Yes.
So that when we come together and have gatherings, you know, ceremony, culture camps, we can talk about what we're doing and help each other to learn and share skills and you know, it's all much about
and get empowered
picture.
By each other as well, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's fantastic.
So fantastic. So you got this, your art being featured at Blacktown Art Centre. So when does this happen, and how long is it for?
Yeah, well, the whole thing has been curated by Paul Howard, who works at Blacktown. And he's got a whole year program to coincide with this 250 years since Cook landed his boat in Ngarrigal country on the coast, Botany Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really made a big effort to foreground Darug voice and, you know, engage cultural consultants and what have you to work with the other artists who are from other places. That now live, you know, they now live in Blacktown, and that's the country they're living in. And so we're bringing those people into it as well to understand and give them a sense of belonging.
Well, and when you look at Captain Cook and the story, well, there's a white story, but there's a black story as well, and black history. And that's why it's important to have black people at the table.
Exactly, to give our perspective, because, you know, they're going to float the boat and all that sort of thing this year, and they make a big celebration out of that.
Mm.
But, you know, that sort of brings up a lot of emotional issues for the people, particularly down on the Gweigal Coast there that, you know, I saw recently when I was talking to some of the elders down there, and they're pretty upset about that, you know. So it's really good that we're having these shows to sort of say, well, there, you know, there is, you need to look at another perspective of this.
And look, and our songs, our dance, our art, it tells that story. It speaks for black people. It speaks for First Nation people on the Big Island, on our country. And political it may seem for the non-Indigenous people or even government, but it's a very important space for us and a voice for us, yes?
Yes, I agree. And visual language, as you could say it in a sort of a professional way, is another way to reach people that might not necessarily have read, you know, like they've been given incorrect histories in school and what have you, but they can then go and look at artwork and see a different view through creative means that, you know, really inspires them to think and appreciate Aboriginal culture.
Well, my sister, you keep visualising. I think it's powerful and a nice statement there, visual language, very important, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Look, keep doing what you're doing, my sister, getting the education regarding the white piece of paper, but also getting the, the black piece of paper with your mob, so that's too deadly. And with those two ingredients, you've got a beautiful platform for success there, my sister.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show.
And to Deli Vanessa, we'll be yarning soon, and all the best to your mob and your family. Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, sis.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Vanessa Possum, her name is, and her art will be featured at the Blacktown Arts Centre and answer the launch of Terra Inferma. And that's an exhibition and performance program that examines how the arrival of Captain Cook has impacted Darug peoples, and that's her mob down there, and the communities from our Asia Pacific region now living in Blacktown. So a very important space and a great platform for First Nation people to tell their story about the white sails first coming to this country. And the so-called Captain Cook. There it is. Have your say, mob. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Got about 7 minutes left on the program here on National Talk Black. A voice for our people, so do add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
It's called Fade to Black, and Black Man going to fade that song out because we're going to catch up with Selwyn on the line. My brother, good morning.
Good morning, yeah, brother. Quick ones, brother. I'd like to thank you for 2 weeks ago you put Brother Punky Logan on and Kadaki Man last week, but I love that, brother. Brother, I thought your story is going to be good tonight. Marlon Pickett, I think he's done 3 years in jail, and he come out and... your four kids, and he was in the grand final last year, brother.
Yeah, too deadly. That's right, exactly. That's a very successful story, that one.
I think he never needs. I think he got him employed anyway when he came out, brother. And also tonight on Q&A, another person is a guest, Akham Settle, Unfinished Business, and where we are to go to, brother, and that should be good. Last night, I don't know where you go. You listen, he must pick up like a dingo. Hey, even in my leg, that boy, he might be running me down. But brother, I want to say, we all got a sense of humor. The reporter for 60 Minutes last night, her name was Sarah Arbol, brother. ABO. ABO. Arbol. But ABO, brother. But I don't know what you were.
ABO.
Yeah, brother.
Apple. That's right, yeah. Might be sister there, connection somewhere.
Yeah, brother. And it was a dispute started 4 years ago between the principal and the people from the PNC, and they were saying stuff on Facebook. But one of the, oh, I feel like squirrel, but I appreciate it that much. One of the deadly thing, you know, I'm sort of being his side, but one of the principals said, I love what he said. That the reporter said, sir, about, he asked him, what, you know, people say, why didn't you move on? Why didn't you just, you know, move on? And he was really dead, but you know what he said? He said, if you don't move on, brother, they normalize it. I love that, brother.
Normalize it.
Yeah, they normalize. It just keep repeating, attacking it, and the attacks, you know, become normalized, brother. And,
become normalized, yeah, true. Yeah. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yep.
Too deadly. Yeah, something that keeps happening and happening over and over again. Well, you said normalize it, it becomes, a part of your life, so to speak. A very good statement there. Thank you very much, Solomon. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and you can call us on that daily number, but you may have to do that tomorrow because Murray's going to sign off here for the program. It's a one-hour program and very robust, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, and that's tomorrow, so we can continue our conversations or get one started. Otherwise, text us 045-714-0550 and also our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Voice for our people, National Talk Black. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And once again, a big shout out to our First Nation radio stations across this country. Too Deadly a Mob, a fantastic Black Deadly Network. And we have yarns and tell stories and play songs. And like I said, a beautiful platform for our mob to, discover, find out, tell, educate, all the above. You, Mob Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. News coming up here very soon.